California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. CalCot is the Bakersfield-based cotton marketing cooperative owned by cotton growers in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. It was the cooperative's 89th annual meeting, and it was held in Tempe, Arizona. Because we were the only media there, we got exclusive interviews with the cooperative members. Mark Bagby is the corporate secretary and communication director for CalCot.
Well, as a member-owned cotton marketing cooperative, we are accountable to our members. As per our bylaws and the 1922 Kapper-Volstead Act, which authorizes cooperatives. And we do have to hold an annual meeting to report to members election results, financial results, and any other business that the membership wishes to bring up. And it's kind of a special time for some growers at the end of harvest and for others just at the start of harvest. So there's a lot of fellowship, camaraderie in terms of sharing their experiences of what growing conditions were like in their particular area and what their yields were. And
Bagby said it was an unusual marketing year.
So often you have low prices during harvest and when everybody knows what kind of crop they've got. And then during the spring, prices tend to rise on into the summer. And we kind of had the inverse of that. We started low and it sort of struggled flat along that way for quite a while. And then it dropped. And then the market turned back up, back into that range where it had started. And then right at the very end, when everybody's cotton is sold, nobody has anything new and buyers are starting to look for cotton or people's futures contracts are in an advantageous position, prices start going back up. But the good news is those prices late in the season have stuck for the new season. So we're somewhere like 9-10 cents a pound higher for upland cotton at this point.
Bagby noted the current harvest season. It's looking pretty good, he said.
Growers have had really pretty good weather, particularly in California. We had almost a normal rainfall year. Growers have had more access to water. Still been expensive, but it hasn't been an expensive pest year for most growers.
Bagby did say that the futures price for the beginning of next year does look good. Now this.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
Always bringing you the latest in agricultural news. This is California Ag Today.